Our next report comes from Matt Aleva's phenology seminar at the Northern Community School in Northern Lights Community School in Warba. Pardon me.
Hello, this is Silas with Phenology Report from the Northern Lights Community School Phenology Seminar located in Warba, Minnesota. During the week of September 18th through the 22nd, our observations included that on the NLCS Phenology Trail that we've observed, the goldenrod and tansy has entered advanced senescence. Black-eyed Susans are showing flower petal deterioration but still living. Susan's still kicking. And as for trees, balsam poplars are at about 75% leaf loss. And the sugar maples are starting to show yellow on about 30% of its leaves, but no change on the speckled alder and quaking aspen yet. And the sumac leaves are all red, and our tree has lost about 20%. Now all around our area, we've noticed leaves are beginning to turn yellow on the school apple trees, and wasps were active around those. One bumblebee and many painted lady butterflies were observed on the school's basil plants. And Savannah had a daddy long legs on her arm, and those are still pretty prevalent, according to a number of students. Dragonflies are mating, and we've noticed an increased deer activity and wolf tracks in the Split Hand Lake area near 455. We've also seen some baby foxes in the Wendigo area of Grand Rapids, and we think that a severe weather for the last couple days has increased vocalizations of the bird population, and they do not sound too thrilled. Well, speaking of birds, that's all. So it's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
Thank you, Simon. Nice job. That from the Northern Lights Community School in Warba.